Hello, I'm Neil Schiff, and welcome to Inside the FBI, a weekly podcast about news, cases, and operations. It's not ticket scalping, but a case that the FBI's Newark field office has been working on involves hacking and wire fraud, and so the office decided to have two different squads investigate together.
It was a cooperative effort between our securities fraud, a white-collar crime squad, and the cyber squad.
FBI Special Agent Phil Frim in Newark, who says the case involves a nearly $29 million scheme involving hacking and fraud.
The management recognized, I think correctly, that the use of cyber tools is becoming much more prevalent. The bad guys out there are using cyber simply as another tool in their tool belt, if you will, to commit all kinds of fraud and white-collar type crimes. So several investigators from both squads were paired up for specific investigations, and more specifically, in my case, I was paired up with another agent, Greg Yankow, and Greg and I worked together for about the last 18 months or so on a specific case involving the fraudulent purchase and resale of tickets on the secondary market to brokers for, you know, concert tickets, sporting event tickets, and that type of thing.
Frim says there are four subjects in the case.
Of those four individuals, three have surrendered to the FBI in Newark and were arraigned. All three of them are currently out on bail. The fourth is currently traveling out of the country, and we anticipate that he's going to, based on his counsel's word, he's going to be surrendering to us at some future date. The charges that they're specifically facing are essentially violations of the Computer Abuse and Fraud Act, which is 18 United States Code, Section 1030 specifically, and wire fraud is the other charge that they are facing, and conspiracies for both the computer abuse and the wire fraud as well.
Frim says the alleged conspirators used speedy computers to process requests for tickets before John Q. Public could buy tickets from their regular vendors.
The simplest way to explain it is that these guys were against the wishes of online ticket vendors. Ticket vendors have made it very known, both on their websites and public statements, and the artists have made it known as well, that the people they want to be buying tickets are you and I, the individual fans. Our subjects didn't adhere to that. And what they were able to do was to create a very complex computer network system that allowed them to use the speed and processing power of computers distributed all over the world to essentially buy those tickets much, much faster than any human could possibly hope to accomplish via online purchasing systems. And the other thing that's important to remember is that the way that tickets are distributed in this way, not only were they taking hands out of the people who were trying to buy online, but those same tickets were the ones that were sometimes available via the box offices at the venue. So even the people who walked up to stand in line at a specific venue, before they could ever get to those ticket windows, the tickets that they would hope to buy were already purchased online by our subjects. And the real innovation, if you will, that these guys put to this is that the use of this extremely complex computer system that allowed them the speed, like I said, that just much, much faster than a human could ever do it.
Certainly, those of us who try and get tickets online or at the box office aren't happy when tickets are sold out in a very short amount of time.
If you were to go out and read and look in the newspaper, as I'm sure many people have, the public sentiment is that the system isn't fair. People are not able to go out and buy these tickets. And I think this case goes to show that there's a good reason for that. Our subjects used years of knowledge of the ticketing industry. They used years of knowledge in computer programming and implementation that allowed them to, for lack of a better term, game the system. It allowed them to use these cyber tools to commit these frauds and getting these tickets much faster and much more successfully than the average fan would be able to do it.
Special Agent Greg Yankow is on the White Collar Squad at the FBI's office in Newark. He took this complex case from the criminal investigative side.
Going out and talking with people and gaining information from interviewing people, reviewing accounting records, reviewing bank records, tracing money from its source and to whatever it may be used for throughout the time that the investigation is looking at.
Yankow says it's pretty simple when you have to follow the money from a starting point to the other end.
It just takes time. There are no shortcuts. You have to do the work. So it can start out as simple as finding a bank account or finding a check that was used as part of a crime or that's discovered as part of an investigation into criminal activity, and then starting with one bank account number and using the federal grand jury subpoena powers, you can locate almost anything about an individual and what they're using their money for. For example, this isn't case specific, but just in general terms, you can take a bank account number found on a check that was deposited from money that you know was stolen. And you could take that account number and through federal grand jury subpoena powers, subpoena all the bank records for that particular account number. And when you get those bank records, that money is going to have been used usually from other accounts or have been received from other sources in the form of deposits or wires. So then you take another step and then you subpoena that information for those accounts that are mentioned. And you just keep going step by step by step, and eventually it's going to lead back to someone, and that's where we usually get our break.
Back to Special Agent Frim. He says there are some very popular concerts in which the public had trouble buying tickets.
The indictment itself contains some different lists depending on which charges, whether the computer abuse or the fraud, which ones you're looking at. But for our purposes, some of the ones that were notable for us that we looked at and focused on were the Miley Cyrus tour, 2007 tour. There was a lot of press about that, a lot of people voicing some disgust about the lack of tickets at reasonable prices. Also, the Bruce Springsteen tour, specifically there were three shows he did in July of 2008 at Giant Stadium in New Jersey that Newark was obviously concerned with, being that it's in our territory in the Meadowlands. So we looked at those two concerts. There was also some tickets that were purchased by our subjects to divisional and series playoff games for the New York Yankees, I believe, in 2007-2008. The tickets were sold, and they purchased tickets to those games in volumes much greater than the average person should be able to.
Yankow says this particular case involves a lot of transactions and a huge amount of money coming in as revenue.
The indictment alleges that there were over 1.5 million tickets purchased between 2005 and 2008, with a total profits of $29 million during that same time period.
Eventually, there's going to be a trial as the U.S. Attorney's Office continues working with the FBI on this alleged illegal ticket operation. Be careful when you're buying tickets to shows and concerts and ball games. Know who the ticket seller is and be sure your ticket is legitimate. If you think there's wrongdoing, contact the nearest FBI office. Learn more about cyber and white-collar crime investigations on the internet at www.fbi.gov. That's our show for this week. Thanks for listening. I'm Neil Schiff of the FBI's Office of Public Affairs.